Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hello. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a little drowned out by the opera there. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and I'm Meg. And when you hear a little Monday and a little opera, you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm okay, except apparently on Monday mornings I'm not as good as with opera. You know, we operate the board, they call it in the world of radio. Mm-hmm. So I've been hitting the wrong buttons this morning. So I think it's the Monday morning, wrong button morning. Sorry about that.
Well, didn't they used to say never buy a car that was built on a Monday morning?
Thank you very much.
Not that you would
Thank
know.
You very much. That's exactly right in my case, for sure. So how you doing, Malcolm?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, little... operating on 1.5 wheels.
And what does that mean exactly? Is that a British term?
Yeah.
One and a half.
Yeah.
1.5 wheels.
A little knee trouble.
I see.
But
I get that
which
fixed.
Has sort of impeded my ability to get around Pensacon and things like that.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get that fixed because they're working miracles in the knee world today.
Well,
proof.
I went to... Andrews Institute last week, and I'm going again this week for some gel.
That'll help. Shots. Those will help. I had those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they help a lot.
I had one already, which seems to help.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed.
Okay. I got them crossed. If you just joined us, Malcolm Ballinger is here. And if you don't know who Malcolm is the publisher and owner of Ballinger Publishing. He's very active in our community, serves and has served on numerous boards. And so we'd like to have a lot of fun during his time here on the station. In theory, this is supposed to be about promoting all of your magazines and publications. But what happens is we've known each other a long time. So we start talking about community events and things happen. We talk about other things.
We're also supposed to talk about downtown, which I suppose we should do first.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
As you know, my office is downtown, and I walk to the bank every day, which entails going across Palafox Street. Now, of course, I have to go do a little detour because of the works there, the improvements.
Right.
And I eat downtown often. And so somebody asked me just the other day, what effect is that having on the businesses downtown? And so I've kept a very close eye. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that clearly it's hurt the downtown businesses. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurt the restaurants. I noticed, I think it was Wednesday when I walked down, I noticed several restaurants, you know, the people were outside trying to attract people to come in.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I wonder if Pensacon helped this weekend, having everybody in town.
Yes.
I would hope that would have been a boost.
I think that helped.
And typically this time of year, I mean, if there ever is an off season, which we don't have much of anymore, this probably, I would say January, February would be the tough months. So the good news is they're not doing this in the summer.
Yeah. Well, the cold weather always dampens because people like to sit outside and eat. And so the cold weather stops a lot of that. I think the problem is that, as I've said this several times on the show, most people access the restaurants in particular from the Jefferson Street or Balin Street.
That's true.
So they don't actually go onto Palafox. And in through the front door. Now, some businesses you have to.
If you get lucky and get one of those spots, but typically I have power in the back.
What I'm bumbling on about is that the headlines that you read about, you know, the project downtown. Read beyond that, and understand that the sidewalks are still open, and there is crosswalks.
So yeah, those are great. I was pleasantly surprised.
And. So you can enjoy yourself just as much as before. Just remember that the parking on the side streets is by and large free, the city spots. And you can park and just walk in through the breezeway.
Right.
and enjoy yourself downtown and support the businesses that are, frankly, and I've heard it from several business owners, mm-hmm. it is hurting downtown.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that when it's finished, which they say they're on time right now.
End of May. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good news because they'll be open just in time for the big, Memorial Day weekend and then all of the summer of traffic and tourists and stuff. So that's the good news. And hopefully, from the drawings and the renderings that they've shown, I like the fact that the sidewalks are going to be wider and ADA accessible. I think it's something that needed to be done. I don't know, honestly, if there was ever a, quote-unquote, good time to do this. Mm. I don't know that there's ever a way to do it without having to close down a little bit. Because they had to do all the underground stuff,
really the reason to do it was that the stormwater and sewer system,
floods, it's not good.
So it needed to be done. The only question I always had was, should we have made it complement the historic value of downtown more?
I see what you're saying in terms of the way that they're going to redo it.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. looks a little bit like, I always say, the Mall of the Americas.
Oh, gosh, Malcolm.
which is probably unfair.
Was harsh.
I take that back.
Okay.
That was unfair.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little, I don't think it, I kind of like this, what I saw, but okay. I'll reserve judgment until I see it.
the great value of the Pensacola downtown is the historic aspect.
Oh,
we get lots
of
people
course.
Go to the beach, and we can draw them downtown. Mm-hmm. With the beautiful Seville Square.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some beautiful old buildings. I mean, I see people all the time walking up and down. You can tell the tourists.
Right.
And they're looking at the buildings and soaking in the history. Mm-hmm. Read the signs of Pensacola. And I thought we could have really leveraged that.
Well, you know what? We may still be able to.
Mm.
In some of the ways that we decorate, some of the things that we do, the signage, things like that, you can certainly add to it in that respect, don't you think? Thinking
yes.
positively?
Yeah. Yes. It's just that the framework of the sidewalks, it looks, to me, too modern.
Too modern, okay.
I don't know if that's the right expression.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think the most important message from all of this is that from now till May, when you're choosing a restaurant or even when you're ordering to go, anything that you can do to support some of our businesses that are located on Palafox, this would be the time to do it.
Just an observation that the restaurants that are suffering the most are the ones that are from Romano or just south of Romano, mm-hmm. down a couple of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that some of the restaurants at the northern end seem to be doing reasonably well,
mm-hmm.
but there's a Jefferson Street parking space behind.
That's right.
And then I was at Jackson's last week, and they seem to be doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's a lot of parking.
Right.
Even though they have barriers,
mm-hmm.
People are parking.
The side streets.
Yeah. So it's not all bad,
mm-hmm.
but again, don't listen to the headlines.
Head down there.
It's not a mess. It's
no.
well organized, and there's real opportunity to park and enjoy your dinner.
And supporting any of the events going downtown. I did see the opera. I went to a couple things at the Sanger since mm-hmm. we had the shutdown.
Yeah.
And parking was great and was terrific. So no need to change your plans just because of it.
No.
Yeah. And we got a nice text today from our friend Jim. And if you want to call in or text in, 850-437-1620. He says when he hears that Monday music come on, he says, my day is complete. Thank you to Malcolm.
Well, thank you.
So thanks, Jim. That's very sweet.
That is very kind. Thank you.
850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. And some of his publications you may be familiar with, The Downtown Crowd, which is my go-to reference whenever I'm trying to find out what's going on that comes out on a regular basis. And, of course, we have Pensacola Magazine. We have the Business Climate. You have so many different publications in town that we all rely on, Malcolm. That's your cue.
When you say
in radio, they call it a toss. I just tossed the topic to you, my friend.
Well, I'm late in bringing the arts.
I love it. It's a beautiful cover.
Yes.
The arts issue is now on stands, and this is the February.
It has been for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. This is beautiful. And it's got the business climate section in it. And anything that you need to know about the arts is in here. And speaking of which, I don't know if I would say that great artistic expression was had this weekend at Pensacon. I don't know if you saw any of the pictures of the covers. I did not have a chance to go, but I know lots of Pensacolians and people from all over the country and the world actually came into town. It was packed. It looked very successful. The rain kind of held off a little bit. Wasn't too bad. So I think they had a huge success. So hats off to everybody that plans that, Julio Diaz and all the committee and the people. I mean, so much goes in. They're already lining up the guests for next year.
Yes.
So hats off to them.
It's a perfect time to do it.
Oh, for sure.
Weather is generally
it's not
good. But also it brings people into Pensacola, into the downtown, into the hotels, into the restaurants.
Hopefully it helped our folks on Palafox a little bit.
Yeah.
So that'll be, that's the good news. But anyway, it really was a great event. So if you get a chance, there's a lot of pictures online. The way people dressed up, because you've got the Comic-Con and sci-fi and everything you can imagine. So looks like folks had a lot of fun. The other highlight of the weekend for me, Malcolm, was the Olympics. I am the biggest Olympics fan in the world, I think. I grew up watching the Olympics when we had three channels on TV, and that was all you could watch. And I would stay up late and watch, because sometimes they would broadcast it really early. You know, nowadays they'll tape everything. But they used to broadcast sometimes at 2 and 3 in the morning because it was overseas somewhere. And I would stay, I begged my parents, can I stay up late to watch the Olympics? They're going to do the ski jump tonight at 2 in the morning. I would watch that. And I don't know what it is about all the countries coming together. And there's just, everybody puts politics and religion aside, and they just celebrate each other and what they do. And it's just, I just love the sportsmanship. I love it. Can you tell?
Yes.
I absolutely love it. And we won this year. Our men, the ice hockey team,
I saw that.
46 years later. I'm just so happy for them. And the reason I identify so much with that is because I'm a Georgia Bulldog. And when we won the national championship a few years ago, it had been 41 years because the last time we had won a championship was in 1980. So I completely identified with the men's hockey team winning in overtime. And bless his heart, the guy, I think his name is Hughes, who did score the winning shot in the overtime. Earlier in the game, I was telling Malcolm, had gotten hit by one of the, what do they call those, the things?
the puck.
Yeah, but in his mouth.
Oh.
Hockey stick.
Hockey stick.
And he lost both of his two front teeth. So he was interviewing with a toothless. And it was just so great. It was like the perfect advertisement for hockey. Toothless, but we won. Doggone it. And we got a gold medal. It was awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And the women.
And we beat the home of hockey.
Canada.
Yeah.
I know. Well, they've beaten us the last couple of times. So we were due. We were due.
They invented the game.
I know. Yeah, we were due. Yeah. And the women's team also won gold, which was just phenomenal and a first for them. So, yeah, seeing there were so many stories, Malcolm, that touched my heart, so many different things that happened, and we can talk about that in a little bit. Malcolm's going to stick around with me this morning for the next half hour, too. So I wanted to share a story that I think for me was the best of the Olympics, but we'll save that for a little bit.
Talking
later.
About hockey.
Yes, sir.
We have four tickets for next Saturday.
Yay. So
we can give away after.
We can do it now.
Oh, we can do it now?
Yes, not
well, you
this.
Put me on the spot because I don't have a question.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm going to have to think of one.
Okay. Well, but this is not for this Saturday, but for the March 7th?
No.
Oh, for this Saturday,
this
the 28th?
Is, the 28th.
Yes, okay, that's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four tickets, my tickets.
Okay.
Always say great tickets.
Good seats.
And all you have to do is text in your name, email address.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to this very difficult question.
Okay, throw it out there. Let's see what happens.
You put me on the spot, and I hadn't even thought about one. So.
Something easy.
We just talked about it. Which team. No, we'll do a reverse twist on it. Which team was beaten in the.
For the gold medal.
Won the silver medal, I guess.
Uh-huh.
In.
Men's
ice hockey.
Okay. Which team in the 2026 Winter Olympics that just happened this
weekend? Which country, I guess.
Which country came in second?
Second. Okay. Won a silver medal.
Won a silver.
In the Olympics, Winter Olympics.
Final medal.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. We've got that question out there, so good
four
luck.
Tickets for, for Saturday. Yeah.
Send that answer in to the losing team, actually, and then also your name and your email, 850-437-1620. First correct winner gets the four tickets to this weekend's Pensacola Ice Flyers hockey game. Okay, we got one in so far, but that's the wrong country.
Oh.
So, okay, got to get the right one.
I am surprised.
Oh. I think we got it. Okay, oh, congratulations. Okay. We got a winner already that's come in. It says from Chipper. Got it correct. The loser was Canada.
Good. Well done.
So, Chipper, you just won. Chipper Burns won.
That's a great name.
I know. I love that. Yeah. So, he or she has won four tickets to go see the Ice Flyers coming up this Saturday, the 28th. And just so you know, we've got text rolling in. Y'all got to be quick on this. You got to be quick.
Well, word has got around what great seats they are.
They are good
And
seats.
What a wonderful time people have.
Okay. So, Chipper, I'm going to send you an email in just a little bit with instructions on how to get your tickets. But, Malcolm, typically you send them directly to
you. I send them directly to you. They are, I guess, e-tickets is the right word.
I guess so, yeah.
I'll send them to you. And as I always say, enjoy, shout, scream, stamp your feet, yell.
Have fun.
And have fun.
Great. And Malcolm typically gives these away through the whole hockey season. So if you're ever interested, always tune in around 9:30 every Monday morning. We're here, and he gives us away pretty much every week, sometimes two sets, depending on what you've got.
Yeah, if I'm not attending the game or a friend hasn't asked me for the tickets, they're there for the contest.
Well, I've confessed before that I'm not a big ice hockey fan, but I have to say after watching both of those games this weekend, and when you see the best of the best compete like that, oh my goodness, I'm totally a fan again, because it was phenomenal.
Well, when you watch a hockey game on TV, as you did, it's exciting. But I think when you go to the game, it's the atmosphere, the shows during the periods, that sort of thing. It's rather like, as you say, going to the theatre.
Yes.
It's the live experience. And it is true with the Ice Flyers. Mm-hmm. You know, when they have the wiener dog races and just all kinds of crazy stuff. T-shirts into the air. I mean,
it's fun.
It's just a lot of fun.
It's just fun.
And you see so many families there. Mm-hmm. It is just good fun for the kids and everybody.
Okay. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Experts Panel with Malcolm Ballinger. Just give away some tickets. So a reminder, he does this every Monday morning. We'll be back in just a minute. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. I hope your day is starting out right, and we always try to do our best to get you started on this Monday morning. Malcolm Ballinger is always here at 9:30 representing Ballinger Publisher as the owner and publisher, and, you know, always giving away those Ice Flyer tickets. So always tune in. It's really fun. So congratulations again to Chipper, and we'll be sending you the info about that. And Malcolm, thank goodness, is going to stick around for another half hour with me and keep me company this morning. So I appreciate that, Malcolm.
My pleasure. You know, I enjoy doing the program. I look forward to it.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I always, Monday mornings, I'm like, oh, my Eeyore wakes up and goes, oh, it's Monday. I'm gonna get sick. And then I think, oh, wait, Malcolm's going to be there.
Can I take a moment to mention BallingerPublishing.com, PensacolaMagazine.com,
well, that is
Downtown Crown.
That is the whole point of this for the half hour, my friend.
Well, people say to me all the time, you know, you kind of get off track and you never talk about the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, you're right. I must do better. So if you're listening, I'm doing better.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, my goodness. We need more coffee.
Yes.
But if you haven't had a chance to pick up the February edition, and this is the final week, so definitely check it out. It's got a fantastic article.
We have a new one
that.
About to go to the printers, actually.
And also, don't you want to mention about the bridal issue?
Oh, thank you.
See?
Thank you.
I'm paying attention.
Every April, Pensacola Magazine is the wedding edition, and we run a contest for the front cover.
Yes.
Local brides, send in your photographs, and you could be the winner, could be featured on the front cover. Now, even if you don't win the cover, you're still featured inside.
Okay, where do they send that?
Weddings@BallingerPublishing.com or info@BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay.
Or you can send them to me, Malcolm@BallingerPublishing.com, and I'll send them along to the editorial.
Excellent. And you can also find all digital copies or online readable versions of all your publications at
BallingerPublishing.com.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back with you again right after the news. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here, sticking around for another half hour, and I'm always grateful for that because it's always fun having you in the studio, Malcolm.
Well, thank you.
And I have to tell you, as I was watching the closing ceremony of the Olympics this last night, I got such a thrill because, it, obviously, being in Italy, and so much of the focus all the whole 2 weeks was on Italian food. They had Stanley Tucci going to all the different bakeries and restaurants. But the closing performance, some of it was a little weird, but the premise or the homage in the beginning was all to Italian opera. And it was just phenomenal. They had all the divas come out.
You know, I didn't see that.
You got to watch it because I think you, of all people, would really appreciate it.
It'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure that there's some. But they had Rigoletto was there, who was the hunchback servant in one of Verdi's operas.
The jester.
The jester.
Yes.
So the jester kind of led the whole opening, the closing ceremony.
Oh.
Was running around in costume. You know, going to all that came up from under the basement. And just there was a lot of references that if you're an opera lover, you would absolutely have loved it. And I'm sure probably a lot of it people didn't understand. There's a lot of it I don't understand. But upon looking into it, I went, oh, that's everything was connected, all the visuals. And then they had all these different Italian things. But I thought of you. I thought, oh, Malcolm would love this.
I shall make a point to watch.
You really should, because I thought that was really cool.
Talking about opera.
Yes, sir.
The Pensacola Opera's performance of Oklahoma is fast approaching.
Oh, that's right. That's right. When is it going to be?
Friday the 13th.
Oops. In March. Well, now it's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe.
The 13th and the 15th.
Excellent. Okay. So you need to get your tickets
now. Everything will go well.
Well, in theater, sometimes there's the opposite, you know, how the opposites work.
Well, it's more a classical American musical, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, nobody dies in this one.
It's positive.
I can give that away without.
Well, I know of just about every song from that musical, but I'm really curious to see how opera singers manage this musical. Do you know if they've adapted it for? Is it an opera version or is it the actual original musical?
It's the original musical, but the voices are just. Well, a step above what you would normally expect,
mm-hmm.
because obviously the opera singers, very classical.
Well, it is very operatic, actually, the whole story and the way that Oklahoma, just the song, Oklahoma, that song.
When the wind comes from
da, 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 da. Yeah, we're clearly not.
We're already in the in the swing of things.
Yeah, we're not opera singers.
Now, I must say,
yes,
take this opportunity. Of course, the entrance to the Sanger is on Palafox Street.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let that distract you from the performance. You will love it. Leave a little earlier, and there's lots of places to park, including the Jefferson Street parking. But the parking on the streets is free.
I parked at the last time I went to the Sanger, I parked at the Balin parking lot, parking garage, walked across, and I had allowed myself all this extra time, and it took no time. It was perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. Just give it a little extra time and enjoy the performance. And I know you will.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. So we can get tickets at PensacolaOpera.com. Is that correct? Or is it .org? I think it's .com.
.com.
.com. Okay. PensacolaOpera.com.
But also at the ticket office, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I wanted to tell you a little story of the Olympics that really impressed me. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it or not, but I was so moved. There was a young man who was one of the figure skaters. His name, let me see if I can remember, was Maxim Nomov. And the story, Malcolm, that was so powerful to me was he was doing his figure skating in the short program, and he was very, very good. He didn't rank really high, I don't think, but when he sat down at the, you know, when they sit there, they wait for their scores, he held up a picture of his mom and dad and him as a little boy. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet, because apparently his mother and father were Olympic skaters. What I didn't know, and that I found out in the course of the story, because I think that's what I love so much about the Olympics, not just the competition, but the stories behind the athletes. This young man, a year ago on January 29th, his parents were killed in that airplane crash over the Potomac that crashed with the helicopter.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I looked it up because I was curious. I think it was 67 or 69 people were killed that were on that flight, which about 12 or 15 of them were coming back from a development workshop in Kansas for figure skaters. They lost 12 young skaters. Mm. His parents were lost. Several figure skating coaches were lost. The only reason he wasn't on that flight was because he had left the day before, because he had to be back for something else. And they had just come from the 2025 National Championships. So he had come in fourth in the National Championships and got on a plane the day before because he had to be back.
That sort of makes you think a little bit about fate.
Yes. And he's going to be, his parents had started a figure skating school. So he's running the school now. So they showed all the kids. That he said that school kept him alive after that. And he wasn't even sure if he was going to be in the Olympics because it's only been a year. And he was there and when he finished, he pointed up to the sky. Malcolm, my heart. It was just so beautiful. It really was.
Now, on Saturday evening, I'm not particularly a figure skating fan, but I was watching the Olympics and they had the gala performance, I guess.
Yes, that was the figure skaters.
And I saw there was a young lady who had finished fifth of the American team, but had also won a gold medal on the team.
Right.
And she was just incredible.
Oh, they all were.
Just something about the joyousness.
Well, in the gala, they're not under pressure anymore. You know, and they have the opportunity just to skate and do what they love. So no one's judging them. And I think that's the reason why I love the gala on Saturday night, because all of them did so well. Mm. And even the young man who had fallen, who was so hyped up.
The quad god.
The quad god. But even he did a very powerful piece about pressure and fear. And it was powerful. I don't know if he had selected that before the Olympics, but it was so apropos considering what had happened to him.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful testament to his experience.
It's you see over and over about people in the public eye that social media can really mess with their mind.
He was only 21 years old.
It's hard. It's hard not to read those things.
Yeah.
I think if I was him, I would just shut off social media. But I also understand that you kind of need it to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the game anymore.
Right, that's right.
But it is unfortunate that people can be so cruel.
Well, that's what I love so much about the Olympics was the personal stories. I mean, it seems like every athlete has a personal story. And I'm not a big bobsled fan, but the woman that won at 41 years old finally got the gold. And that was just the coolest thing. I just love those stories.
We had a local lady with.
Yes, from Crestview.
From Crestview.
Yes.
The speed skating.
Yeah, congratulations to her. So, yeah.
She was, 40?
41, was maybe? 40?
45?
I'm not sure.
But anyway... advanced, yes.
Yeah. Well, not 21, put it that way.
Yeah, for a speed skater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was exciting. And the next ones that is coming up in 28 in Los Angeles.
Mm.
So that's going to be the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles.
Does it snow in Los Angeles?
No, this is the Summer Olympics.
Oh, the Summer Olympics. Okay.
The next winter will be in 2030, if you can get your mind around that number, in France.
Well, it snows in France. Yes.
Correct. In the Alps.
In the Alps.
This little thing called the Alps.
Yes.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention that about the Olympics and getting back to the magazines. You've got the Pensacola magazine on newsstands now. And of course, the bridal issue, which I think is so cool. So if you've just joined us, you definitely want, if you a bride, to get your pictures in to Ballinger Publishing for the bridal issue. You could be on the cover.
Yes, we touched on it briefly, but I always say when we talk about this, make sure that you choose a photo that is adaptable to 8.5 by 11.
It's like a portrait versus a horizontal landscape.
Exactly. And it should always, of course, feature the bride primarily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can send that to?
weddings@ballingerpublishing.com, info@ballingerpublishing.com, or to me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com, and I'll pass it along.
Okay.
Without comment to the editorial staff.
Okay. Speaking of comments, if you have a comment for Malcolm, all you want to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert hanging out with me this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. And Malcolm, you were pointing out to me that there's a great article in this month's Pensacola magazine about the American magic and all that's happening with Pensacola. This is pretty exciting stuff, y'all.
I've had the opportunity to visit that twice.
Oh, you have? I haven't had a chance yet.
And to get a tour.
You're talking about the performance center there?
Yes, on the port.
Uh-huh.
And it is incredibly impressive.
Wow. What is it? What is it?
Well,
I guess it's a question. What is it?
There's a huge building. You know, I think I said it was a couple of football fields or something. Mm-hmm. But they have the ability to design and make boats. I'm trying to find the right word here.
He's but expressing himself with stuff, his hands, but nobody can see your hands. I just need to remind you.
Aerodynamic design stuff that has to be done in mm-hmm. an oxygen-free environment or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now the science of it. This isn't just putting a couple of nails and wood together. This is a science.
It's stuff way above my head, as you can tell.
Well, I saw that in the Olympics, too, about the science of the bobsleds.
Mm.
Holy moly. They were just like, wow. So the same thing with this now.
And they create aerodynamic parts for other people too, as well mm-hmm. as the America's Cup
right
boat
mm-hmm.
yacht.
Yes,
you can tell I'm not a sailor.
Well, I realize now I'm gonna have to really get, you know, as my good friend says, edumacated about this, because obviously this is going to be bring so much positive change to Pensacola.
Yes.
And then I understand they brought in another company, correct? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it.
I was trying to think of the name of it. It went out of my head, but American Magic purchased the company.
Right.
They run the foil races around the world, like 14 tournaments.
Wow.
Lots of big money involved.
So basically Pensacola is now becoming the international home for yachting and sailing, right?
I mean,
that's the impression I'm getting from this.
At some point, it would be well worth you getting a guest on the program that has more knowledge than I do.
That would be fun.
That can explain this whole thing, because it really is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO is an Englishman.
So oh, now we get down to it. Okay, now we found out what the connection is. Okay, so that must have been fun to talk to him.
Yes, and lots of Brits involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been big
yachting. You've been yachting for quite some time, have you, Malcolm?
Yes. Obviously not me. But it is very, very educational, and if you get the opportunity, I highly recommend.
Yeah, this looks amazing, and there's a wonderful article in this month's February issue of Pensacola Magazine. So check that out, because it really is all about, as it says here, elite sailing. So it should do wonders for our economy. And it's pretty remarkable. It says a lot, too, I think, about, I kind of, in some days, I just kind of take the beauty of where we live for granted a little bit. I mean, with the water and and going out on the boats myself, and when I go out sailing, and when I'm sitting here thinking, they picked us over all the locations in the world. I mean, think about that.
Yes.
That our bays apparently have just the right combination for them. And I think that's such a testament to the beauty of where we live. Mm. That's so great. So that tells you something, too.
Yes, I must say, I've been a little critical of Palafox Street, and maybe we haven't quite used all of our opportunities there, but I will say that one of the great things about Mayor D.C. Reeves is he is really tuned into economic development,
mm-hmm.
and he was very instrumental in bringing this to Pensacola, as were many other people, Colleen Merrill.
Right. It's been in the works for a long time.
Yes, but he has really helped and pushed this along, and I think that's going to be possibly his greatest legacy, is that he has really accented economic development.
I think that's a good point. I would agree with you. Okay, so if you get a chance, pick up this issue of the February Pensacola Magazine. And the downtown crowd for March should be coming out soon, yeah? Because this is the last week of February.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it will be leaving for the printers here very shortly.
Good, okay, because there's a lot coming up in March to keep track of, too.
By the way, on page 46 of Pensacola Magazine, there's a little bit of information about, that says way more eloquently than I could, some of the things that they do there. And it It's composite production, R&D and design innovation for both racing and commercial prospects.
Okay, research and design.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So that explains what you were trying to say earlier about the technical side of the facility.
Hey, I'm a publisher.
Hey, I'm just a DJ. What can I say? Yeah. All right. On that note, if you have a comment or question for Malcolm this morning, he's hanging out with us a little bit longer, which is to my pleasure, and I hope yours too. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here keeping me company this morning. Just a couple minutes left, Malcolm. I've got a nice comment here from one of our listeners, Nancy. She says, yes, it's such a pleasure to listen to you and Malcolm on Mondays. Glad he's hanging in a little longer with you. Thanks. And that's from Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
So sweet.
That is kind.
I know. I'm happy, too, that he stuck around. It's always good.
Well, I'm happy that I stuck around.
Hey. Okay, that's enough. The good news, even though it was a little chilly this morning, the good news, Malcolm, is it's supposed to warm up towards the end of the week. But I have to say, when I went out the door and I didn't have my jacket on, I went, whoop, uh-oh, and I had to turn back about. So it was, I think, maybe upper 30s, but with the wind, it felt very chilly this morning.
I think it's going to get down to about 32.
Tonight.
If you're north of 10, you probably need to
bundle up
just
a little
something
bit.
Something with the pipes and.
But here's the good news. We do not. And as much as I enjoyed that snow last year, we are not getting the snow they're getting in New York City right now. Mm. I heard they're going to get 2 feet of snow. The mayor has recommended that everyone stay home. Everyone. They've shut down everything like COVID. And that's kind of scary because that's the, I think, 3,500 flights today have been. And if you've got a flight out of Pensacola, check your flight because all of the flights into LaGuardia apparently have been canceled for today. So it's 3,500 flights.
I lived in Rhode Island during a nor'easter.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 days before, the grocery store's empty.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I lived in New York, too. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then when the storm comes, nothing moves.
Paralysis.
Yeah. It is the most incredible thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk into the grocery store, there's no water, there's no bread, there's no nothing.
No, not at all. And the thing I love, when I lived in New York City and it snowed 1 year, I remembered after the snow that next morning, there's a sort of a hum that a big city has, you know, like Chicago, New York. Mm-hmm. There's, I don't know if it's traffic, there's just a noise. Yeah. And it was completely silent. It was just, and the white snow, everything looked so clean. I thought, oh, New York City could be a pretty city because it was beautiful. Now, 5 days later when there was slush and everything else, but for just a little while there, it was really kind of magical. So they're experiencing that today. Apparently, they're going to get 2 feet of snow.
Another reason to be thankful that we live in paradise.
Amen. I am very happy girl to be here. Yeah. And it is going to warm up by the weekend, so that's the good news for us. And for now, we're going to start getting those spring breakers coming down if they're not here already.
It's soon.
It's that time. March is next week. So, we'll be seeing them. So get ready. And in the meantime, you can check out what's happening. I'm going to pull it right back to
you. Reminded me. I must call Mike.
Yes, Mike Wiggins.
To call in the show
tomorrow
because my camellias, my seafoam, are really taking their time to flower.
Oh.
I need to talk to Mike.
He's going to be here this time tomorrow. Mm. He's on from 9 to 10 on Tuesdays. Mike Wiggins with the Garden Line. Thank you, Malcolm, for hanging out with me with Ballinger Publishing. Downtown Crowd will be coming out in just about a week here for the next period. And you can always get your publications at ballingerpublishing.com. And next week, same time, we'll have some Ice Flyer tickets for you. Thanks, Malcolm.